This is Sound and Vision from KEXP. The Seattle band Who Is She released their second album on Friday. KEXP's Dusty Henry spoke with the band and brings us this energized report on what it means to live life with goddess energy.
Who Is She is Seattle's resident supergroup, combining forces from sensational bands. Choco Cat.
This is Bree.
This is Emily.
Chastity Belt.
This is Julia.
And Lisa Prank.
This is Robin.
The last time we heard from the band, they were throwing down riffs so nasty that the Kraken had to crack down on these Seattle punks. On the first night of their hockey residency, they played a new song called My My Orca Card, which ruffled some feathers.
Dramatically dropped, and it resulted in some public scandal.
It made the tabloids.
But the band ended up winning hearts across the globe. Where do you go from being queens of the rink? You ascend to become goddesses. Who Is She have come down from the heavens with a bountiful offering. Their first album in 6 years, Goddess Energy.
How we got the name for the album, it came from this text that my friend Aaron Green sent me when I asked him if he wanted to come get lunch with us. And it was just like this nice little refusal where he was like, thanks for the invite, but that's too much goddess energy for me. And I think it just like kind of sums up, like, it's like a really nice way to say like, that we're just like really intense when we get together. But yeah, I don't know. Goddess energy to me is just like zooting, like almost like cackling and being like annoying and not caring, you know?
A lot of cackling. I remember when our old coworker said that Julia and my laughs were like chilling.
Gaylos might be the Greek god of laughter, but these goddesses are ready to take the mantle for themselves. Laughter is threaded throughout all of Goddess Energy. You hear it in the background and at the end of songs.
Shut up!
Even when I was speaking with the band, laughter was a constant.
That was a choice of our genius producer, Jen Champion.
We didn't know she was going to do that, actually. Yeah. Because I think, like, after a take, we would, like, randomly just be laughing or just, like, talk about some mistake or something someone made. And then when she was, like, mixing it, she left it all in. And we were like, okay, that's really funny.
It is kind of like hearing our cackling back. Like, I know what people are talking about. It's like haunting.
The laughter comes naturally to these DIY deities. At the core of Who Is She, there's always been one ideal: friendship. They've gone so far as to describe themselves as a friendship band, something that expanded when they added Taco Cat's Emily Noakes to the band. Here's Emily.
And it is just really nice being friends. Like, I think there's a comfort level with, you know, being in a band is like an adventure, and you do a bunch of crazy stuff together and a bunch of weird stuff together and have a bunch of experiences that are kind of like insane for the average person that maybe doesn't have band experience. So it's always great when you get along really well and you're kind of like in it together. And yeah, I'm stoked. Stoked they allowed me to join.
We're lucky to have you.
Yeah.
I can't imagine being in a band with people I'm not friends with.
Right?
Yeah. Like, we met on Craigslist. Yeah, I can't imagine that either. I've, like, only ever been in friendship bands.
Yeah.
I do think there are enemy bands for sure. Like, Oasis is an enemy band.
Right.
They're brothers,
that's a,
though.
A like, family band and an enemy
yeah,
band.
Yeah, that's true.
They got it all.
Back to the goddess energy. These four friends have made sure to look the part, too. On their album cover and at their live shows, they wear flowing robes and flower crowns. Some of this may have taken inspiration from Bree and Julia's love of Renaissance fairs.
The original idea was the tarot card for the Three of Cups, which is just like a friendship good time card. Yeah, the Ren Fair stuff really does get in your head a little bit.
And like Renaissance paintings too. I think the photographer, Frank Correa, that took the photos is like really inspired by Renaissance. Maybe not the fairs, but the artwork of that period. The fairs look more like Wench Core to me, honestly. I'm not seeing any goddesses.
Have you been to
there,
one, Emily?
Maybe.
There's well, goddesses. Just, there's goddesses.
I've seen your footage.
The quartet's goddess energy is so benevolent, they can't help but extend it to other goddesses across the realm. Throughout the album, they pay tribute to other celebrity celestials, like Shania Twain.
Ooh, I think there's something else. Ooh, Shania, tell me how. Do I impress you?
Anne Hathaway.
I hate the way people treat Anne Hathaway.
Although you might recognize Anne Hathaway's name from the 2001 box office hit The Princess Diaries, the song's message appears to be divisive within the band.
I love Anne Hathaway, and I love to torment my friends by sending them pictures of her where she's looking beautiful all the time.
Robin thinks that she looks like Anne Hathaway.
I do not. I just really, but thank you for the compliment, Julia. Anne Hathaway is so beautiful.
Yeah, I think the band is actually split.
Anne Hathaway has a hateable face.
No, she doesn't. I will say, not all of us in the band are like along the lines with that message. I personally hate the way people treat Anne Hathaway. Some people in this band don't feel that way.
I do like how like wildly different the reaction to that song is after we play it. I think like some people are just like, I love that song. Like, you're totally right. She's just doing her job. She's great. She's great in a lot of movies. She's doing her job and people are hating on it. And some people are like drunk and they're like, I love that Anne Hathaway hate song. I hate her too. It's just like, did you listen? Did you listen to it?
And of course, there's Marianne Williamson.
She's Oprah's spiritual advisor. She's done a lot of cool charity stuff.
Who gained prominence for her self-help books, her work as a spiritual leader among the likes of High Priestess Oprah, as well as both a former and current candidate for the Democratic ticket to be President of the United States.
That one was written like way before she was doing her second bid for presidency, which she's doing right now, but like, I just like read a profile of her where it told this story of someone calling her a bitch and her saying, well, if I'm a bitch, I'm a bitch for God.
She said, if I'm a bitch, I'm a bitch for God.
That's just such a cool line and it seems worthy of a song. But then now like she's running for president again, so it's relevant again. Maybe being a bitch for God is always relevant.
Bitch for God.
Well, maybe not your biggest, but I wish I'd voted for you. The stuff you say is cool.
Bitch for God.
I mean, I voted for Bernie, but I'll vote for her this time around.
Yeah, she's got my vote.
I think.
Wow. Oh, yeah, we were gonna offer to play her like her campaign parties or whatever. So the song has a little bit of disses in it, but it might be fun.
I truthfully don't really know what's on her agenda, but I love a bitch for God.
These superior goddesses have often found inspiration amongst us mortals, like the celebration of the short-lived MoviePass subscription service. They devise new ways of distributing their music with a tool typically used with courtships, a wedding registry website called Zola.
I was the only one who had time to do the poster for our record release show, which is at Southgate Roller Rink on September 22nd. And I was like, oh, shoot, I don't have like Photoshop or anything. And I was just like, oh, you know what has templates, like good templates is wedding invitation templates. I've seen it before. And so I just like made our poster on a wedding invitation template, and I've been going to all these like weddings lately, and I was like, I wonder if I could just make that for a, for like a record release show. And I was like, or I don't know if we're gonna get kicked off Zola, but I was like, I can register our record as like instead of like pots and pans or whatever. And it's like the best. It's kind of like a, like, I feel like people used to make like good event pages on Facebook, but that doesn't get used very much and isn't very good for bands. And so I was like, maybe Zola is like a cool new option for bands. You can have pictures, like all the like info is all there.
After cracking down with the Kraken and becoming literal goddesses, what's next for the band?
Only time will tell. Yeah. I guess we're going to see.
Yeah. Something dramatic's going to happen at our record release show for sure.
We're going to teach Brie how to roller skate.
Okay.
Force Brie to roller skate.
You can experience their full divinity for yourself on their new album, Goddess Energy, out now on Father Daughter Records. For KEXP, I'm Dusty Henry.
That was Sound and Vision. Thanks so much to Dusty Henry for this story. Thanks to Roddy Nickbor for amazing production on the story as well. Thank you so, so much for listening. If you love what you hear on the show, please take a moment and subscribe to this podcast, rate it, and review it. Those little things really do go a long way in letting other people know that this podcast is worthy of their time and kind of breaking through the algorithm game that is this podcast world we live in. So again, take 2 moments, subscribe to this podcast, rate it, review it. You can also help support this show financially with a one-time $20 donation at kexp.org/sound. Thanks so much.